Video: Several U.S. airports refuse to play clip of Kristi Noem blasting Democrats for government shutdown. By Amy Furr on October 14, 2025. Several major American airports have refused to play a clip of U.S. Homeland Security DHS Secretary Kristi Noem criticizing Democrats for the government shutdown, which has resulted in some federal employees working without pay for the time being. Some operations have been affected by the shutdown, and several airports have refused to play the video of Noem explaining the reason why, Fox Business reported Tuesday. It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted and most of our TSA employees are working without pay, Noem explained. We will continue to do all that we can to avoid delays that will impact your travel. And our hope is that Democrats will soon recognize the importance of opening the government, she added. The Fox article listed the airports refusing to broadcast the message as being in Las Vegas, Phoenix, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cleveland, Ohio, and a reported 3 locations in New York. The Seattle-Tacoma Airport reportedly said it supported bipartisan efforts to end the shutdown, while the Portland location said it refused to play the video because they believe it violates the Hatch Act and Oregon state law, which both prohibit government employees from engaging in partisan political activities, the Fox article said. A top Democrat aide recently told CNN that Democrats will not concede on their government shutdown demand short of planes falling out of the sky, according to Breitbart News. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is working to ensure U.S. service members are paid during the shutdown. He wrote in a post on Truth Social, "If nothing is done, because of leader Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, our brave troops will miss the paychecks they are rightfully due on October 15th. That is why I am using my authority as Commander-in-Chief to direct our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, to use all available funds to get our troops paid on October 15th. We have identified funds to do this, and Secretary Hegseth will use them to pay our troops. I will not allow the Democrats to hold our military and the entire security of our nation hostage with their dangerous government shutdown. The radical left Democrats should open the government, and then we can work together to address health care and many other things that they want to destroy. Thank you for your attention to this matter." In a social media post on October 7, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "The Democrats are so cruel in their continual votes to shut down the government that they forced the WIC program for the most vulnerable women and children to run out this week. Thankfully, President Trump and the White House have identified a creative solution to transfer resources from Section 232 tariff revenue to this critical program. The Trump White House will not allow impoverished mothers and their babies to go hungry because of the Democrats' political games," she added.